No offense, Steve, but every time I hear about the name of the hockey team, the Warthogs, I think of the Lion King and Pumbaa and Timon.
What?
When he was a young warthog.
Oh, my Lord. I apologize to Steve and our guest, Mackenzie.
It's Friday morning, man. Come on, yes. Give me a break.
Joining us in studio, the founder of It's About the Warrior Foundation, Steve Monteleone, an Air Force veteran, and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How's your slap shot?
Very weak at this age.
I don't know. I think you've scored a few goals. It's About the Warrior Foundation. It's got a big hockey game Saturday night on the island, right?
Yes, sir. We're playing the Pennsylvania State Police, our hockey team, the Pittsburgh Warthogs. 7:30 at RMU. Come on out and support law enforcement and veterans.
Now, do you cut them a break? You cut the police a break? Because you never know when you might run into them out on the road.
It's funny because we actually skate with them every Friday, too. So it's nice knowing them if we needed a break. So yeah, but they're pretty good. They're young. That's the advantage they have.
So yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
What position you play?
I play forward. I'm a winger.
Oh, okay. So you're an offensive guy.
I'm an offensive guy, but I put the two best players on my line and because they know I'm going to get the puck to them, and they take off and go. And I said, I'll see you about an hour when I get down the other end. but it's good. It's good stuff.
That's a good way to raise awareness, raise some money. But physically, to have the veterans involved, team bonding and those kind of things, really important.
We have 70 guys on the roster, so we have an A and a B team.
70?
70, right.
That's incredible. Wow. That's how popular it is. In fact,
right.
You have a tournament coming at the end of May, and I'm looking forward to being there because I'm going to be
Memorial Day Cup.
What, are you going to be the pylon in the goal?
No, I'm going to be the announcer.
Oh, how appropriate. They didn't
ask me to play.
It's going to be the PA.
You know I did play. I was a goalie for North Allegheny High School.
I know you did.
Back in the day, right after they got electricity.
Now he's in the North Allegheny Hall of Fame.
Yeah. No.
But they,
no, I'm not.
It's us, the Pittsburgh Firefighters, Johnstown Chiefs, and the State Police.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
And you brought a visitor. Mackenzie DeJesus is the owner of BioConquest. Welcome and good morning.
Thank you for having me.
You've been working with veterans with this. First, you better explain to us what exactly this bio stuff is. Yeah. What is it?
So we use heart rate variability biofeedback. And so what we do is we use feedback in real time from the body to help teach people and veterans how they can control these physiological processes that we think to be outside of our control. So they see the feedback on a screen. We teach them a low frequency type of breathing, and they can actually see in real time this control that they have over these processes.
You can actually control that stuff?
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
And how do the veterans respond to this, and how does it benefit them?
They respond really well. So it gives them back control over their anxiety, anger management, stress management. Everyone has it, and they have a little bit more. So it kind of gives them back that control. So when they're not with me, they've seen this control on a screen, and then they can use it when they actually need it.
Is this kind of like what a woman goes through during labor, where there's a contraction and they breathe a certain way in order to try and control the
Lamaze
pain.
Method.
The Lamaze. Is it kind of like that?
It's similar, yes.
Okay.
And this is new technology, and your office is in the office of Dr. Tom Burnett and Regeneration Pittsburgh in Wexford.
Correct.
Where you have an office, Steve, for correct. It's About the Warrior.
Correct. Right across the street from Walnut Grove on Perry Highway.
You know, anything that helps our veterans, and as we've talked about, Steve and Mackenzie, the further away you get from the heavy combat but we want to continue to serve and take care of our veterans.
Absolutely. You know, the VA helps as well, but I think they're just so overwhelmed with what they have. So it's good for organizations like us to pick up the slack. So
and Steve, a lot of times it's just making sure that they know that somebody cares and is out there for them.
And that's exactly right, because that's one of the things that I've focused on when I have board members or board meetings is, you know, what are we doing for veterans? We can't worry about our account, how much we have in the bank. It's about helping veterans and showing the fact that we actually care.
And in those crisis moments
correct.
In particular, which is what got you started in the first place, and Mackenzie, this BioConquest, if it's working, why not work for other people too that are feeling, you know, a lot of people feel stress and anxiety.
Absolutely.
Will this help them too?
Yes. Yep.
I think that's something a lot of people might want to look into.
So I got to learn how to breathe?
You got to learn how to do a lot of stuff. I don't know. It may be out of the realm of what Mackenzie can provide.
Beyond help.
But BioConquest, Mackenzie DeJesus, nice to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And check it out, tomorrow night at RMU's Island Sports Center.
Correct.
It's about the Warrior.
7:30. It's a donation at the door, and all the proceeds benefit local veterans. Come on out. Last year, we had probably 900 to 1,000 people there.
It's a fun night, so yeah. If you get a chance.
Steve, be careful about speeding on the ice, because the state police are there, you know.
You got to kind of keep the elbows down. You might get arrested.
Ooh. Keep up the great work.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for
having
coming
me.
In,
Good
Steve.
Seeing you guys.
Mackenzie, you too.